Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Sue of Conscious Wellbeing for You, and I have a special treat for my listeners today. There's a lovely, lovely lady on the line with me. Her name is Sabine Lamoureux. Did I pronounce that right, Sabine?
Yeah, Lamoureux. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Excellent. Thank you
I'm
so
good.
Much for being here. Sabine is a feng shui expert, folks, and did you happen to know that feng shui can actually improve your health? Good feng shui in your home can actually improve your health and your overall well-being, and Sabine is going to tell us how. Sabine, can you start out for us, please, with connecting good health to good feng shui and vice versa a little bit for me?
Okay, hi. Thank you for having me also. So feng shui is good for your health. It's good for everything because everything is energy. So by removing anything is blocking your home, you're creating space and you're creating health, you're creating abundance, you're creating flow. So what I like to do with my client is to remove any clutter, anything who's not in alignment with their higher self. So when I go to people's home, you know, I look at your home reflect who you are. So by looking at people's home, you can see, you know, if someone is not feeling well, if they're stuck in work or money, or if they have no relationship with, you know, if they want an intimate relationship. So by looking at the outside and changing the outside, you can change the inside and create more life of flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everybody needs that in their life. See, if you are blocking the flow of, okay, we'll call it energy for now, you can also equate it
yes.
to just you can also equate it to just the flow of air or the flow of water, just for the sake of seeing it in your mind's eye, people. If you're blocking that flow with obstacles the way you would dam a river, then it's hard for you to breathe through that space as you walk through it or to even walk through the space at all. And that sort of clutters the mind and it sort of gets you stuck in, you know, a certain emotional pattern or it gets you stuck emotionally. And that just doesn't feel good because you meet up with that every day that you walk into or out of your house or around the particular room that's causing the issue. And the theory of feng shui, which I'll have Sabine explain to you in a better way, is that every position in the room equates to some aspect of your life, like she was mentioning a moment ago, finances and relationships. And can you speak to that, Sabine?
Well, for me, the way I do it, I call it French feng shui because I'm not Chinese. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of bring like my own energy into the space. So my work is more to look at all the house. If you
mm-hmm.
have some financial issue, I would look at the home. And the home
mm-hmm.
can show me where do you have financial issue and why. So by
mm-hmm.
helping you, by creating maybe more beauty, by removing the clutter, by bringing more light into your space, that would help you to create more flow. So it's a very detailed work. You know, it's very deep and detailed. And
mm-hmm.
actually, everyone needs feng shui because everything is energy. Like you can go, you know, to a restaurant or to an hotel or everywhere you go, it's feng shui.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Nature is feng shui. That's why, you know, people love to go to nature because nature by itself is already feng shui. It's already
mm-hmm.
beautiful and pure. And so.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oops. What happened? Are you still here? Uh-oh. What happened? Hello? Thank you.
Hey, Sabine, you still there?
Yes.
I am so sorry. The show cut me off. You know, of course, because they're not there because of the holiday to help with technical difficulties, the show cut me off. So there are technical difficulties, and it's probably happening simply because they're not there to help with the technical difficulties. I'm so sorry about that. Anyway,
oh,
we
okay.
are back. We are back, and I didn't get to hear what drew you to feng shui as a career path.
This is part of the feng shui. So I've been doing feng shui since I was a little girl, actually. It's been my life since I was, I remember, 6 years old. Every weekend I would move the furniture in my bedroom and clean everything. And I would also move the furniture in my house. So my mom was very supportive. It's something she let me do, move the furniture. I would also, like, when I was 10, I started to paint the wall and redo the wallpaper. And, I mean, it was just like an obsession. And for me, that was the way I felt safe and the way I connected with, you know, what I, at that time I called God. So it was, it's something I've done all my life, and feng shui for me is a way of living. I don't have any clutter. I love change. I love to be in the flow of life. I love lightness and beauty. So I, it's been my journey. Feng shui is my journey, you know.
That's fantastic. Did you grow up here in America or in France? Or
no,
where?
I grew up in France.
Because you have a beautiful French accent. Now, what kind of house did you grow up?
Well, we moved a lot. See, that's part of the feng shui too. So I'm used to change because we moved a lot.
I see.
Yeah, that's why. I grew up in we moved so many times. So I'm used to that, you know. So that's why I'm not attached so much of my outside, and it's easy for me to let go and to help people to let go. And also, it's funny because I don't have clutter, but I can understand the attachment to clutter and the comfort, you know, people have with things and the emotional attachment. I don't have that because we move so much. So
how do you help people detach from some of their stuff when you meet up with that attachment?
So what happened with my client, you know, they're the one calling me because they feel like they're ready to let go. And I'm there with them, and I ask them to let go of things that doesn't feel good or is not beautiful. So I ask like a quick response, like, tell me, do you like it? You know, and I hear like, yes, I like it. If I go, I'm not sure, I'm like, okay, it's time to let go. And you know, people in that time, they start to cry, they get angry because they are attached to things. So I'm just there to support them to let go and explain to them the benefit of not putting so much energy in things. There's so much more in life than focusing in your things. You know, when I talk to people who have clutter, it makes you tired. It makes you heavy. So by cleaning a space who doesn't have clutter, you don't think about clutter. You can think about something else and live more a life of light and flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I want to ask you something now. You said that you would be willing to make a special offer to my listeners, and I was going to ask you how much you usually charge, and it seems like that would be a nice lead-in to what is the special offer for my listeners and what do you normally charge?
So I charge normally $120 an hour, and the session, you know, it depends. It's 2 hours to 3 hours. So I would charge you, how do you say, not client, listener, $90 an hour, $90 an hour instead of $120.
Oh, that's a very nice offer. Thank you so much for offering that to my listeners. And
my
I'm sure that they will really, really appreciate it. And you know, as we speak, I'm looking at my desk going, wow, there's a lot of clutter here. feeling a little guilty and awkward about it already. I got to go through that. And so what else can you tell us about feng shui and how your feng shui is different from Chinese feng shui?
Because I see myself as a pioneer, so I work with the energy in the moment. Feng shui is 5,000 years old, and they have a lot of beliefs. I mean, I respect feng shui, you know, the way they do it, but for me, we live in a modern time, and not everyone needs to change the bed the way... There's not, like, strict rules with me, you know? If it's not broken, you don't fix it. It's kind of my philosophy. So I'm more open to that and working with individual instead of everybody should have this and this and that. I'm working with the person I'm going to see. And also because, I grew up in France where we didn't have so much things. So I'm used to not have things. And American people are trained to go shopping and buy and have a lot. You know, that was one of my things when I came to America. So I have that thing, like, I don't have a lot of clothes, but everything I have, I love. And I think that's what I want to teach people. Like, it's not about how many things you have, but to love it, because when you love it, it gives you back love.
Absolutely,
and if everything in your home you love, you're going to feel so good about yourself, and you're going to bring that in your family, at work, in the world, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell my coaching clients that, you know, when they fix one little aspect of their life, that's going to kind of flood over into other areas of their life and make other areas of their lives better too. Like if you're having trouble with one relationship and that relationship is a relationship at home, you're going to go to the office not feeling so great. You're going to go there to escape, but, you know, even as you're escaping at the office from that relationship, you're taking a rather bad attitude with you in the mornings when you escape. And that's going to affect your relationships with the people at the office or vice versa. If you're meeting up with someone at the office all the time that you really don't get on with, you're going to take that home to your wife and family or to your husband and family or whoever is at home with you, and they're going to feel that because you're going to be going home with all this tension from having to deal with a bad relationship. And, you know, everything bleeds over into every other aspect of your life, no matter what it is, no matter how small it is.
Yeah, so, and it's still at home, you know. It's still in your own space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you are always looking at an ugly set of curtains at home, you're going to take that out into the world with you, that feeling of, oh, my God, I hate my curtains. So change the curtains.
And it doesn't have, you know, to cost tons of money. I mean, I'm not about spending.
Right.
You know, it's not about, like, spending and anything like that because I'm really smart with decorating a home with good deals and make it beautiful. I mean, it could be a branch. It could be a flower, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, it's more what is beauty for you and finding, like, that inner beauty and that outer beauty.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And so anyway, that's kind of what it's all kind of about, making small tweaks where you can to make your whole life better. It's about that for me, and I see how it's also about that in feng shui for you as a feng shui expert.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have, I feel very light because I don't have clutter. I don't think about clutter. And actually, I love getting rid of things. I'm always getting rid of things because I love getting rid of things, you know?
Yeah, I would love to be able to do that too, in fact. Now, folks, if you have any questions for Sabine, the number to call in right now is area code 929-477-3282. And if you're interested in having that or picking up on that nice offer she made a bit ago, I can get you in touch with her. You can call in on the show and ask her for that, or you can call in later if you're listening from the archives. Be sure and call her and tell her that you heard her on my show today, and be sure and tell her that you really loved hearing her on my show. This is very important. You have to really love hearing her on my show.
And, thank you.
Because I love it. I think she's absolutely great. I think feng shui is a fantastic idea, and I wish I could afford it. Wish I could afford having you into my home, Sabine, but maybe we can work a trade on that later.
Okay.
Anyway, what else can I ask you about feng shui? If you could have me ask you one question today, what do you think would be the most important question?
Well, what came to me is a lot of people, you know, they're not even aware they have clutter, or that they don't like the curtain, you know, because when we live in space like that, there's a part of us that falls asleep. So that's why I was saying, like, everyone needs feng shui, because even if you have clutter or you don't like something, but you're not, there's a part of it, but part of you is shutting down, so you're not even seeing that there's clutter in your home.
Right.
Because it's like you're shutting down. So that's why feng shui is beautiful. You want to open all this part of you. You want to be present in your space, not
absolutely
shutting down because, oh, there's so much clutter and I can't deal with it, so I'm going to shut down a part of me. You don't want to shut down any part of you. You want all of you to be present.
Absolutely.
And so it has to be gentle. It's not mean, it's not hard, it's gentle, and it's a beautiful feng shui. My work for me is so beautiful, and it's so deep, and everybody needs to do it for themselves. It's about loving yourself, you know?
Now, what's the best way for my listeners to contact you, Sabine, if they want to reach you directly?
So they can call me. My cell phone, it's 415-261-3108. I live in Mill Valley.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that was a Marin County area code, but, you know, with cell phones, you know, you can have any area code, you can take it with you into another county. But my parents also live in Marin County, so that's how I knew that area code. If you could put parameters around feng shui, do you think that there is anything that feng shui cannot do? I know it's an awkward question. I'm sort of wanting to look at the pros and cons of feng shui. Is there some place that a person should start if they're thinking about feng shui? Is there any situation in which they should take a smaller step first?
If there's people who want to start, sometimes I meet people on the street who, you know, I just talk to people and I start to talk about my feng shui and I tell them, okay, just go home and get rid of 20 things. Please do that for me. They're like, okay, that's easy. So, you know, you can hang up the radio and just get rid of 20 things. You know, just go around your house and look at it. Does that make me happy? Is that beautiful? And if your energy drop, no, that's heavy, I'm tired, just get rid of it. And you will make space both for new things and beautiful things to come in your home, in your life.
Absolutely. You know what happened for me is that I made some space in my cabinet downstairs, and then I was able to start learning how to make kombucha because there was room in there for a nice kombucha jug.
Nice.
This is what happens. Yeah, you can't begin a new anything, a new experience in your life, no matter what it is, until you have room for it in your life. You have to have room for new things, you know, in order to have them come into your life. And that often means, you know, getting rid of some old things, whether it's an old thought pattern, an old object, an old relationship that's holding you back and not feeling good anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, we are in a time right now where everything is going really fast and it's a beautiful time in life and it's time to let go of anything that's not serving you right now, because we're going to live the life we're here to live. There's no time to waste anymore with
right.
things that
Absolutely
doesn't make
right.
us happy, you know.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. So, people, go see Sabine, and what will happen is you will have an entirely new vision, an entirely new aspect of your life open up to you. You'll have all these, you'll have a lot of new experiences, because once she has worked with you, you'll have gotten rid of some old things, and old things create, you know, or recreate the thought patterns that you've had for a very long time in your head. And it's kind of like wearing a groove in the ground and just walking that same path over and over and over and over again until you get stuck there. And once you get out of that, maybe you can see over the top of that cliff that you, or the top of the groove that you wore into the ground under you, to see the new experiences and bring them into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you add anything to that, Sabine, or clarify it for me? Because I may or may
not
have been terribly
clear. It's not just, you know, the clutter. Like, for
mm-hmm.
me, like, I can go to someone's house and I'm moving a couch. And just moving
mm-hmm.
a couch, there's like an opening of chi energy. And it's just like, you know, like acupuncture. If you put acupuncture in your body, it opens your meridians and you feel so much better.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like when I move a couch or a table or a chair, it just moves the energy, because sometimes if the couch has been there for 10 years or 20 years, there's like some stuck energy. So
mm-hmm.
when you just do that, just push the couch and move it, the chi just go. I mean, it's beautiful. For me, I see energy. So I see the energy just moving and raising, and it's like light. It's just so amazing.
Right. Now,
so,
if there's anything more you want to say in this last 5 minutes, I want to give you a chance to say it, because we got cut off from the show before. So I want to make sure
yeah.
I don't cheat you of any time.
So the way I look at it is to have a home or reflex positive affirmation. So if you
mm-hmm.
enter your home and everything is reflecting positive affirmation, your life is going to change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you repeat for us your contact information, please, that cell phone number you gave before?
Sure. My number is 415-261-3108.
Excellent. Now, people, remember to give her a call. She made a lovely special offer. If you want to call me and ask for her contact information again, I can get you in touch with her later if you want. My phone number, it's a message number, so just leave me a message at this number and I'll get back to you. My number is area code 707-762-3578. That's 707-762-3578. And just leave me a message about the best time and day to reach you, and I'll give you a call back. Sabine, I'm going to let you say goodbye to our listeners. Thank you so, so much for being on the air with me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me and everyone listening. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'll catch you later, Sabine.
Okay.
Okay, folks, that is about the end of another show of Conscious Wellbeing for You. Today is Monday, so we're getting started on a lovely week coming up. Be sure and start making your plans early for the weekend, and be sure you include the Renaissance Fair in Folsom in your plans for the 15th of this month. That's over the weekend of the 15th. So you can come on the 15th or the 16th, and you will see me there. Just come over to the Flood Household Pavilion. Tell them you're looking for the Flood Household. Was a Knight's household, Sir Thomas Sludd, and he actually existed back in the day, and I'll tell you all about that if you come and say hi to me and my son Cody and some others of us will show you how to play some old-fashioned games, and we'll invite you to sit down and chat with us and maybe have a little drink of water, and it's just going to be a really great time. If you've never been to a Renaissance fair before, I highly, highly recommend this one. All right. So, again, my number is area code 707-762-3578. Call if you want to chat with me or Sabine. And that is about it for today. I'm going to let you all go now as long as you all promise to have a wonderful rest of your week. And I am just going to assume that you all just promised. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye now.